Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna today, also to interact with Indian diaspora. Voting underway for bipolls in 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Supreme Court rules Muslim women can seek maintenance from husbands after divorce. In Uttar Pradesh, 18 killed and 19 injured in a road accident in Unnao district. Prime Minister announces exgration of 2 lakh to the next of kin of deceased. Massive landslide in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. Badrinath National Highway closes. And in cricket, Indian men's team to take on Zimbabwe in the third T20 match in Harare this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today accorded a ceremonial reception in Vienna, Austria. He will be holding bilateral talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer. Later, the Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Vienna. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi reached Vienna from Moscow on the second leg of his two-nation visit yesterday. He was given a warm welcome from members of the Indian community upon his arrival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Nehammer for welcoming him and said that the strong India-Austria friendship will get even stronger in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi also said that he is looking forward to the upcoming discussions and that both nations will continue working together to further global good. Chancellor Nehammer also expressed his delight and said it is a pleasure and an honor to welcome Prime Minister Modi to Austria. He said that Austria and India are friends and partners and is also looking forward to the political and economic discussions during Prime Minister Modi's visit. Voting is underway for bipolls in 13 assembly seats across 7 states of West Bengal, Punjab, Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. The polling began at 7 a.m. The results of the assembly bipolls will be declared on the 13th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, brisk polling is reported in the bipoll for the assembly constituency at Vikravandi today. The constituency was vacant after the death of DMK legislator N. Pugazenthi on the 6th of April this year. According to the available statistics, almost 50.95% of votes were polled at 1 p.m. A total of 29 candidates are in the fray. In Bihar, polling is underway with slow pace for by-election in Rupauli Assembly constituency in Purnia district. Rainfall in several parts has disrupted voting process. 33.36% polling was recorded in the constituency till 1 p.m. In Madhya Pradesh, voting for the by-election to the Amarwara Assembly seat in Chindwara district is going on peacefully today. So far, about 51.98% voting has been reported. In Uttarakhand, till 1 p.m, 33% voting has been recorded in the Badrinath seat and 43.88% voting has been recorded in the Mangalore seat. In Punjab, the voting for the by-election in the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly constituency is underway. 34.40% voting was recorded till 1 p.m. In West Bengal, voting is going peacefully in the by-election for all the 4 assembly seats. There is no report of major incident of violence from any of the assembly constituency. 35.66% voting was recorded in Bagda, 41.38% in Raiganj, 33.37% in Maniktola and 42.19% in Ranaghat, Dakshin when reports last came in. In Himachal Pradesh, as per the information received, highest voting percentage was recorded in Nalagarh at 51.59%, followed by 47.05% in Hamirpur and 46.47% in Dehra. Counting of votes will take place on July 13th. Meanwhile, a 6-member election commission team headed by senior deputy election commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma is reaching Ranchi this evening for a 2-day tour to Jharkhand to review election preparedness in the state. Jharkhand Assembly election is due to be held later this year. The Supreme Court today said that a Muslim woman is entitled of maintenance from a husband under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The bench comprising Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Augustine George Massey dismissed a petition in the case in which the man filed a plea against the direction to pay interim maintenance to his divorced wife under Section 125 CRPC. The bench also ruled that if, during the pendency of the application, the woman gets divorced, then she can take recourse to the Protection of Rights on Marriage 2019 Act. The bench said that the Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Divorce Act 1986 would not prevail over the secular law. The bench stated that the remedy under the 2019 Act is in addition to the remedy under Section 125 CRPC. In another decision, the Apex Court today held that the suit filed by the West Bengal against the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is maintainable. The suit was filed for allegedly proceeding with probes and filing FIRs in cases of post-poll violence in West Bengal without getting the state government's consent as required under the law. A bench headed by Justice B.R. Gawai rejected the argument raised by the Union government, questioning the maintainability of the original suit filed by the plaintiff state under Article 131 of the Constitution. The top court ordered the matter to be further listed on August 13th for framing of issues in the suit. National Commission for Scheduled Caste has sought a report from the Karnataka government over reported diversion of funds from Scheduled Caste Subplan and Tribal Subplan for implementing 5 guarantee scheme in the state. Taking cognizance of media reports, the commission has asked the state government to submit a detailed report within 7 days over the issue. The commission, citing media reports, said that the state government has taken the decision to divert over 14,000 crore rupees from the subplans to allocate funds to 5 guarantee schemes. Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today accused the opposition of spreading misinformation and doing theatrics to demotivate loco pilots. Recently, leader of the opposition at Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, had reportedly met some loco pilots of Indian Railways at the New Delhi railway station and alleged that they are facing plights and are forced to work 16 hours a day. Without naming Mr. Gandhi, the minister has given point-wise rebuttals on his allegations, saying due to hours of loco pilots are carefully monitored and rest is provided meticulously after trips. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that only under exigencies the trip duration exceeds the prescribed hours. The minister added that the recruitment process for 18,000 running staff is currently in process. The minister asserted that the attempt to demoralize railway families with fake news will fail. The second Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC Foreign Minister's Retreat, will begin tomorrow in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that Mr. S. Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. It added that the event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 18 people were killed and 19 injured when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Bangar Mau in Unnao district this morning. The bus was going to Delhi from Sitamarhi in Bihar. The impact of the collision was so huge that the bus was almost pulverized and people were flung out of the vehicle. Police and other emergency personnel rushed to the site to extricate victims and transport the injured to hospitals. District administration has issued helpline numbers 0515-2970-767, 96514327039454414747, 9454417447, 8887713617, and 8081211289. Unnao SP Siddharth Shankar Meena has informed that the injured have been treated at the district hospital, while 5 injured passengers have been referred to Lucknow for better treatment.
घायलों का उपचार जिला अस्पताल में चल रहा है. 5 घायलों को रेफर किया जा रहा है लखनऊ बेहतर उपचार के लिए और सभी बचाव कार्य किए जा रहे हैं. जो मृतक है और घायल है उनकी पहचान सुनिश्चित की जा रही है. उनके परिजनों को सूचित किया जा रहा है. नंबर भी जारी कर दिए गए हैं जिस पर वो फोन करके सूचना प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed the condolences over the deaths caused by this road accident. Prime Minister Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured in the Unnao mishap. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also expressed his grief over the accident and directed officials to ensure proper treatment to the injured. In Uttarakhand, traffic has been blocked after a massive landslide near the Patal Ganga Langsi Tunnel on the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district. All pilgrims heading to the Badrinath Yatra have been asked to stop at safer places. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsula India during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will prevail over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim in the northeast and over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat in the west and south peninsula India in the next 3 to 4 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that with a slight shift in the cyclonic circulation, very heavy rainfall conditions will descend over parts of Bihar as well in the coming days.
From tomorrow, we expect this very heavy rainfall and extremely heavy rainfall patch to shift lightly. That is, they expect extremely heavy rainfall to continue over Sub-Himalayan West Bengal tomorrow. And Bihar also will start getting extremely heavy rainfall, whereas rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh and Assam is likely to decrease slightly. It will only be heavy to very heavy, that means 12 to 20 centimeters.
Meanwhile, flood situation is worsening day by day in the Tarai region of Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister Jitin Prasad, will visit Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Khiri districts today, which are most affected by the flood fury. After conducting the aerial survey, he is also scheduled to visit the flood victims and review the rescue and relief operation going on in these areas. In Maharashtra, an earthquake measuring 4.5 on the Richter scale was felt in Nanded, Hingoli and Parbhani this morning around 7:15 a.m. The epicenter was located in Rameshwar, Tanda village in Hingoli district. No damage has been reported so far. In Jammu and Kashmir, search operations resumed today in Doda district, where firing exchanges have taken place between the security forces and the terrorists yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the search operation was suspended yesterday due to darkness and heavy rain. It was resumed with the first light today, and the security forces are now engaged in tracing the terrorist in the forest area. In cricket, Indian men's team will lock horns with Zimbabwe in the third T20 match of the 5-match series at Harare Sports Club this evening. Both the teams have won one match each in the 5-match series. At least 25 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school in southern Gaza yesterday. According to Hamas-run health ministry, the building was sheltering thousands of displaced people. It said the toll is likely to rise. The incident comes a week after the Israeli military ordered civilians to evacuate Abasan al-Kabira and other areas of eastern Khan Yunis, prompting tens of thousands to flee. Meanwhile, Israeli army said the airstrike near the school and reports of civilian casualties were under review. The army further claimed the strike targeted a Hamas militant who took part in the attack on Israel. Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has clarified that the changes in the existing textbooks have been made only for classes 3 and 6 and not for other classes. The schools have been instructed to continue using the same textbooks for other classes except for classes 3 and 6 as they did in the previous academic year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna today, also to interact with Indian diaspora. Voting underway for bipoles and 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Supreme Court rules Muslim women can seek maintenance from husbands after divorce. In Uttar Pradesh, 18 killed and 19 injured in a road accident in Unnao district. Prime Minister announces ex gratia of 2 lakh to the next of kin of deceased. Massive landslide in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. Badrinath National Highway closes. And in cricket, Indian men's team to take on Zimbabwe in the third T20 match in Harare this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.